Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the northern English city of Chester, home to some of the nation's most adventurous bistros, rustic food and drink offerings. Our guide is Monocle's Louis Harnett O'Mara.
Originally established as a camp by the Romans in 79 AD, the walled city of Chester occupies a place in England on the border of northern Wales. Throughout the medieval era, the town established itself as a centre for the jewellery trade, and in Victorian times it served as an escape for the wealthy from the nearby industrial cities of Liverpool and Manchester. Today, the beautifully preserved town is home to the best food and drink in the region. We begin our tour on Faulkner Street in the suburb of Hull, about a mile from the walls of the city. Here you can stop into the award-winning Deli Vert to purchase some traditional rustic treats, with a range of sausage rolls baked in-house, or farmhouse loaves brought from Walk Mill, a converted watermill nearby. Continue on down the road past the local butchers and the fishmongers, and take a left onto Charles Street to find a gem of Chester's culinary scene, the Sticky Walnut. The self-titled Humble Bistro offers exemplary modern European cuisine, using only the finest ingredients. Begin with the roast beetroot salad, topped with the eponymous Sticky Walnuts. Then share a double serving of tender aged sirloin steak on the bone, served with tender stem broccoli, red wine sauce, and a portion of crisp and fluffy truffle and parmesan chips. The Lebanese Chateau Moussard is a wonderful accompaniment. Warm lighting, exposed bricks, and wooden furniture give the restaurant an irresistibly cosy atmosphere, and the calibre of food and drink on offer distinguishes this spot as a must for any food connoisseur. If you're looking for some classic English pub fare, and something a little more down to earth, then try one of the pubs along the canal towpath that leads into town. The Artichoke offers a fine choice of fowl and game, with a particularly good roast duck, while a little further down the canal, the Harker's Arms manages to balance its menu between traditional dishes and international flavours. The Moroccan vegetable and chickpea pie is a pleasant surprise. Then, choose your drink from the guest ales on tap for a taste of the local brewing culture. Carry on down the canal and into the centre of town and make your way to Bridge Street to pay a visit to Chester's most fashionable coffee house, the Jaunty Goat. Taking its cue from the third wave coffee movement, when the venue opened it provided a much needed breath of fresh, well, coffee. Try their house blend of espresso or sample one of their guest roasts from the UK and beyond with their range of filter coffees. If you'd like a taste of their food menu, stop by before work for their concise breakfast offerings, or visit in the afternoon for a choice of sandwiches and locally baked treats. A 5-minute walk away and open from 5pm, wine and tapas bar Porter provides a perfect setting for a relaxed drinking and dining experience, with no need to book ahead, although you might have to wait a little while for a table. Tucked in between sister restaurant Joseph Benjamin and the walls of the city, the wooden furnishings and informal atmosphere set the perfect scene for guests to tuck into a selection of authentic Spanish cuisine. This no-frill diner cooks the food right in front of you in its cosy kitchen. They prepare the more typical dishes like patatas bravas and salted padron peppers alongside a more niche selection. Make sure to order the Secreto Iberico, or secret pork, a beautifully marbled cut of pork from the shoulder of the pig. Pair your meal with a bottle of Rioja and work your way towards midnight in well-fed bliss. To see the night to its close, take a stroll to Watergate Street. Head up some stairs and down a side passage where you'll see a discreet little door. If you knock, a doorman should let you into Prohibition, a 1930s America-style speakeasy, complete with piano, boogie-woogie music, and some of the best cocktail bartenders in the game. Choose your drink from a menu tucked inside a Dickens volume and talk the night away in candlelight. For Monocle, I am Louis Harnett O'Mara.
This has been episode number 114 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Louis for the tour in Chester. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.